I have some reasons why you should have more than one bike, and I'll give you a couple seconds to like walk away from the wife, maybe. Of course, the salesman would say this, right? You got to buy more bikes, right? Counter to that is I generally try to help people not have to buy multiple bikes. That's my job is to get you on the right bike. One of the main reasons that I believe this is because I do this and I see a lot of other people do this is we spend an exorbitant amount of money on one bike to try to make it do all these different things. Like most of us are looking for the jack of all trades bike. And I understand that reasoning. And it's because, you want to protect your investment. You want to make sure that you're future-proofing your purchase and that you're not just spending $20,000, $30,000 all willy-nilly, because most of us can't really do that. So it's an attempt and in an effort to invest our money wisely and say, okay, well, these are all the things that I want my bike to do, and I'm going to try to find a way to make this bike work in every aspect that I need it to. But if you're anything like me and you saw the video of the never-ending quest for the perfect ergonomics, is you've probably done your handlebars twice. You've probably bought multiple seats. You've probably bought multiple windshields. You probably have a sissy bar and a tour pack. You may have changed your pipe and your air cleaner multiple times. And this may not be you specifically, but there's a lot of guys who spend a lot of money on their bike, and it's like, yo, that could be a whole nother bike, man. It's kind of like rifles. Like if you buy an Aimpoint T2, and then a new LPVO comes out, and you buy the LPVO, and you're like, oh, I have this extra Aimpoint, I might as well start building another gun. But even if the money doesn't shake out, even if you haven't spent enough money on one bike to say that, okay, well, this amount of money could have bought another bike, and also, you're gonna want those mods on your bike, but think about all the things that you may have bought double. And at the end of the day, it's very difficult to make one bike do everything. And that's why most of us watch all the videos of all the bike releases, and we have a personal investment of like, okay, well, I'm gonna watch the Fat Boy video, but I'm not really into Fat Boys. Or, I know I'm not gonna buy a Lowrider ST, but, I'm gonna watch the video because I like that bike, and I would if I could. If somebody gave it to me, I would take it and I would ride it. And another reason is that it's just fun. Like, having different tools for different jobs is such a nice luxury to have. And let's face it, this is a luxury for most of us. There are those out there who only ride a motorcycle. They don't even have a car. That was me for quite a few many years. But this is, for most of us, a hobby and a luxury. And I think having multiple bikes can give people a lot more perspective. I often think about, kind of like daydreaming, and especially when I see used bikes come in and, it's an older model. We just had a 2019 or 2020, no, 2019 FXLR come in with 84 miles on it. And if you've seen my other videos, I've talked about the FXLR before. I love the Lowrider standard because I would want that bike so that it could do what my FXR can't do because my FXR is not reliable. But sometimes I'll see these bikes come in and I'm like, man, I would love to add this to the lineup and just kind of have a whole catalog of different motorcycles. Like I would go all the way back in time and I would get pretty much one of everything if I could. And I would get even different iterations of it. I would want one of each of like the EFI version and the carbureted version of twin cam motorcycles. And there's some, even if I go back in time, that I'd want doubles of just because I liked two of the paint jobs. And obviously, I'm dreaming and this isn't really a reality for me at all. And kind of where I'm at right now is having an older bike and kind of a hot rod. And, this is a bike that I don't really ride too much, but it's more of a novelty. It's a beautiful bike and I love having it. And I'll never get rid of it. It's, it kind of asks me for money quite often. Like, it's just an older bike. Things are going to break on it, things are going to need to be replaced. And I kind of treat my modern bike more like the turnkey bike. That's why my modern bike doesn't really have any performance work done to it. That's another reason, is because I like to keep it under warranty. We have pretty heavy restrictions in California for what we can do as far as 2-in-1s and air cleaners and tuners and things like that. And it's just more worth it for me to always have this bike up and running because I have a bike that's not always up and running and I know what that feels like. And if anything goes wrong with my Road Glide, I want it to be Harley's fault, and I want them to foot the bill on it. I don't want to have to foot the bill on it. Another valuable point that I see for having two bikes is that you can spread out your miles. It's kind of like having two pairs of boots, and you don't run out of boots quite as fast. And if you're able to have two bikes, maybe a less expensive bike and a touring bike, kind of like what I would like to have is, you know, I'd like to have my touring bike that's kind of a full dresser bike, and then I would have, you know, a more sporty bike that's lighter, lane splitter, something that's for day riding on the weekend or commuting to work. But spreading out your miles is a big deal because some people ride an awful lot. If you're riding 20,000 miles in a year and you put all those 20,000 miles on one bike, imagine the difference of splitting that up and having 10 and 10 or 15 and 5. It can really make a big difference. I think really the only downsides are cost, is that there's the extra cost of mods, right? And there's the extra cost of registration, insurance. You're really not upping the cost of your maintenance and your tires, because it's not like if you have two bikes, you're suddenly riding double the miles you were. So, you know, the same amount of tires and the same amount of miles, same amount of oil changes, you're just alternating between the two bikes. And some people don't really ride that much. You'd be surprised. Kind of like that FXLR has 84 miles on it, and it's 5 or 6 years old at this point, you know? So it's not for everybody, and I get that. You know, I know this is a little bit tongue-in-cheek, but it's also somewhat genuine. Like, if I had the means, I would have an airplane hangar full of different kinds of motorcycles. And I think this can be exceptionally valuable to people, on a serious note, for people who have a wide variety of riding styles. Like, I don't really do dirt anymore. I started in the dirt when I was a young man. I'm 44 and brittle, but I have a lot of miles on me. I don't really do any off-roading anymore. But if you have a wide palette of different types of riding style, the last video I talked about, you know, the full dresser and how I kind of miss my full dresser. I probably should have got a full dresser, but I'm trying to make this bike do everything. I'm trying to have it be my sporty bike that, you know, is kind of up with the times and it's in style, but it can still do the things that I want to do, which is touring. But I would love to be able to have a fully dressed out dresser for inclement weather. If I'm going cross country and I know I'm going to hit some kind of weather, if my wife is on the back, I'm for sure taking the full dresser. She just likes the full dresser so much better. It's as far as comfort goes. But then if I'm on my own, I would probably have a bike that wasn't accommodating a passenger, and I wouldn't want that full dresser if I'm just commuting to work, or if we're just doing an overnight trip or just a day trip and riding all day through the canyons and stuff like that. Like, I would want to pull a different tool out of the toolbox for that. And I know what you're gonna say. You're gonna say, Mickey, my wife won't let me, or there's no room in the garage. And I'm here to tell you that you need to think bigger. And you need to be committed to this. Are you really about this life? Because you should have more than one bike. And if it's your wife, then go buy her that purse. Go buy her that ring that you should have gotten her on your last wedding anniversary. Or get her a membership at the local massage place, or, you know, Botox appointments, or the BBL, or whatever she's into. You gotta want it, guys. You gotta want it. But I get it. It's not for everybody. And if you can't have multiple bikes, then at least you can have multiple t-shirts. So you can go support my friend. I'll put the link in the description below and buy a couple t-shirts, you know, get one of each color. But I am looking for ideas. What kind of bikes do you guys have? Do you guys have multiple bikes, and how do you use them differently? Or is it, maybe it's just a sentimental thing, something that was passed down to you, or something that's paid off that has no real street value, but has a whole lot of sentimental value to you and you don't really ride it much, kind of like my FXR. Or do you have multiple different brands? Of bikes. Like, my buddy used to have a Husqvarna that I borrowed from him once when my Jeep was getting worked on. I borrowed a KLR 650. I used to have, I don't know if you guys know this, but I wasn't always a Harley guy. And I've owned more Hondas than I've owned Harleys in my lifetime. And I would expand out of the Harley line. I mean, I would first fill up my stable with the Harleys, the main Harleys that I would want, and then I would start branching out. So what else are you guys riding? What other kind of riding do you guys do? And if not, you only have one bike, how do you make that a Swiss Army knife, and how do you make that do everything that you want it to do? And if that's the case, don't be too convincing, because we should be getting more bikes. This bike doesn't do everything I want it to. I need more. I don't know if my wife was watching this. Honey, can I get another bike?